Hello, Hot Vibes, and welcome back to a recap of 23.5, episode 8.
Woo. I'm very excited to talk about this because I felt attacked. Because I was jealous the entire fucking episode.
I have an announcement to make about this episode.
Do you?
It is official.
Do you?
I have a daughter, and her name is Aileen.
Period.
I felt it in my gut for a while, but like this episode really cemented it, and I was like, you know what, it is time to share that with you all.
It turns out I have a child. I am a father.
Yes, it's like with Shinwoo and Light on Me. He is my son, and Aileen is my daughter. So I have now. It happens very rarely, but like when it does, it does, and like I have to own it.
We love to see it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, she was absolutely precious this episode.
Oh my god. We'll get there.
I'm so excited.
But before that, GMM TV came out with their 2024 part 2. Did you not watch those?
Fuck, I didn't watch them. No, I didn't watch them.
No! Okay, well then. Okay, never mind then. I was going to go and we can like recap all of them and stuff. Okay, so next week. Because there were some good-looking ones out there, not gonna lie.
Really? Were there any lesbians?
Yes.
Oh! And I didn't watch it. How dare I?
I know. But anyway, episode 8.
Yeah.
We have Ongsa screaming for Alpha and running down the stairs in a panic. Turns out she just needs a sheet mask.
I need a sheet mask emergency! And can I say, her sheet masks look better than mine whenever I put them on, like the animal ones, because I'll get animal ones sometimes, and they do not look that good. They do not look that, like, perfectly pressed. Like, it looks like just, like, random splotches of color. It does not look like eyes. And not, like, it's like, how the fuck?
Yeah. Well, Aileen does see that and screams that they're the panda in the house and runs away.
Yeah.
So. She was not prepared.
God. No, she was not.
Was the Ongsa looking like a panda. However, then her phone rang, then she's like, oh, it's Sun, you know, ready for our FaceTime date.
My god. I was like, bestie, you're still wearing it, bestie.
I was like, please, take that off. And you forgot. And she did. And she immediately rips off. And she's like, oh, hi, I'm here.
It's okay, Sun likes it.
Yeah.
She's like, you're cute.
Yeah, Sun's like, oh, you're cute. And then, you know, Ongsa gets all flustered and stuff.
I would.
Yeah.
I was like, stop. Now that they're in the super fluffy girlfriend stage, I'm so fucking jealous. Like, I want this. Can I have this, please? This. This exactly.
Sun starts admiring the stars, and she's like, oh, they're so beautiful tonight. And then Ongsa, you know, fires back like, oh, not as beautiful as you. And then she gets flustered.
This episode was a lesson in confidence. Like,
honestly, Ongsa's confidence kind of came out of nowhere.
It came up, like.
Like.
I need that confidence. So, like, I see that. I was like, thank you. I needed that.
Mm.
I need to learn how to do that because I can't. I just can't do it. I'm not confident.
And then episode 8, do you remember what it was titled?
Starry Night? Or Starry Something? Star Something.
We'll say that. Anyway, Ongsa has gathered pretty much everyone around because she wants to keep her relationship with Sun a secret.
But not because, like, she's worried about what people will think. She's worried about, like, what they'll think of Sun dating someone who isn't as cool as her.
True, but she also it didn't seem like she talked with Sun about this. Because Sun talks to her later, and she's like, no. I really don't give a shit. So, like.
Exactly. I think her friends ended up talking to her about it, and were like, hey, Ongsa's self-esteem is like, whew. So, like, I think you need to talk to her and tell her you want to date her because you like her. And, like, communicate that. And so when she does, it, like, ends up going really well, so.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know what the point of keeping it a secret, because, like, all the astronomy club knows, all the student council knows, Sun's whole friend group knows. Like, at this point, it's like, it's already, who really gives a shit? Like,
everyone knows. Everybody
like, that's, like,
knows.
Half the fucking school.
Half the, that's half the school. That's not half the school.
But, you know, Ongsa's just having, you know, her self-confidence issues. Yeah, and Chiron is like, hey, I know someone who we can talk to get advice from about this love relationship stuff.
For a second, I was like, is it Ton? But then I was
like,
I was like,
with a Ton?
I saw the preview. It was in the preview.
Oh, Ton was in the preview?
No, the guy. They went to
the guy. Oh.
So I was like, oh, wait, no, this is the guy.
Yeah. Which is funny because Onsa talked about she never dated anyone, but didn't she date Tan for like 3 days or something?
For 3 days? I'm sorry, that's not dating, okay?
It may have been at one point. I know, I'm just saying, like, she makes a whole big thing, but then, like, have no dating experience. And it's like, I mean, it's still a thing. Like, yeah, with 3 days, but, like, it's still, like...
Also, what did they even do for those 3 days? Not really date stuff, did they?
I don't know. It's still a thing, you know? It's still, like, everyone freaked out because that was the longest Tan dated anyone before. So, like... Right. I don't know. It's just... So, they try to ask, is he Chiron's uncle? Because he refers to her as his niece.
I think. Does he?
Yeah, he says, when they come over, he's like, oh, bless you all, my niece and her friends.
Oh.
So because maybe because when she called him uncle, I know that that's like a common thing in Thailand.
Oh, that means like, what I said is a little weird then.
What?
That means what I said in my thing was a little weird then. Because. I thought I did not see niece and friends, and then she was like, "But my mom said that you were like really good at like being like in relationships," and I was like, "Oh, did her mother and him have a thing?" Evidently that's not. Brother, dude. That's her brother, apparently. My bad, everybody. If you listen.
Oh my god.
When you watch my reaction, my bad. Okay. I didn't mean that. I just did not catch the niece thing.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah, he's kind of like, he's like, no, I let go of all those feelings before, you know. And he kind of, well, he does still kind of give advice. He's like, look, when you're in a committed relationship like that, like, you got to take care of each other. Like, there shouldn't be any lies and stuff. And then this is where Chiron's kind of like, wait, but my mom's saying, she's like, stop it. And then he's like, when there is love, there is lament.
Mood. Yeah. Mood. I lament every fucking day about love, my friend. Mood.
Yeah. And Aileen's kind of like, can we get something more practical and like something more visually clear? Because that doesn't help really anything.
He's like, what do you want from me? I don't do worldly possessions anymore.
He like gave up all worldly possessions. They're like trying to get more info from him. He's like, I can't help y'all.
This poor guy, they keep going to him with all these questions and he's like, okay, once again, that's not a question I can answer, really.
Yeah.
I don't have a magic thing for that either, so. No.
So then they start walking away, and Tin actually points out, he's like, wait, Aileen, why are you here? There's a moment, she's like, oh, I just want to learn more about human behaviors in their relationships.
Oh, okay, sure. You don't want advice or anything? No.
And then Onksa spots Tan, who's making merit, apparently. Mm. So they go over to him as well and see what he's doing here. And he asks what they're doing here, and Chiron kind of tells Tim that, oh yeah, we're trying to get Ongsa's advice for being in a relationship.
And he's like, look no further.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can help with that.
Come on, have you met me?
I mean, he's definitely dated people before, so he does have experience.
He has experience at the very least.
Yeah, it's not the worst idea.
No.
We cut to that night where Onsa and Aileen seem very upset. And Alpha is like, oh, what's wrong? And Onsa explains, they asked Han about advice. And she says, like, yeah, well, he told us, like, people in relationships go on dates. They go see a movie probably at first. It's probably a romantic movie. And Alpha's like, I don't see what's wrong with any of this.
Yes.
And
why you said?
Onsa says, well, when the crucial moment comes... And Aileen is like, you put your mouth on the other person's mouth.
Good God. I mean, yeah, I'm mood. I can't get there either.
That is my daughter, and I love her.
That is my child. I love her.
Oh. And she keeps asking, she asks Alpha, she's like, why would people want to do that? I'm like,
well, why? What? But why, though? Like.
Oh. And then, Onsa gets a text. From Sun, saying, hey, tomorrow, do you want to come over to my place and see a movie? And she screams. And she's like, Sun asked me to watch a movie at her house. This is a date, right? Oh my god, she starts freaking out again.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a date. Like, I feel like it would be a date, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you two are already, like, girlfriends and you ask to see a movie and hang out one-on-one, odds are that's a date.
It's a date, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if the movie's romantic or not. It doesn't matter if you're seeing a movie or not. If you're hanging out together, one-on-one, planned. Out to go somewhere, even if it's just a home, I feel like that's a date, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, like if the two of you are in an established relationship and you hang out individually one on one, that is a date, I feel like.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be a movie either.
No.
Hello.
Yeah, so Alpha gets up and walks away, and Aileen keeps trying to ask her why other humans won't put their mouth on other people's mouths.
She's like, but why though? But why?
So then in school, we have Bam Bam talking with Nita? I think that's her name.
Maybe.
About the meteor shower that's coming up, and she wants to host a little, like, get-together here.
Hmm.
And Nia's like, isn't that a little unsafe to have the school, like, students here at night?
I mean, it's only a few.
Yeah, and Bam Bam's like, no, I will be here to chaperone. It's fine. It's just gonna be the Astronomy Club and the Mystery Stories Club.
I feel like you, that's fine. Like, I feel like they've done, like, I feel like my school's done that before, maybe. Like, have they? I don't even know. But, like, I feel like that's not, a not normal thing. Like, having, no. like, students stay late at school or something like that for, like, a club-sanctioned event or something.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, you know, dances are for, you know?
Yeah, like, you have dances, like, when I was in drama, like, our plays went on to, like, 7 to 9, and then, like, it probably took, we left at, like, 10, so, like, it was, like, it, we stayed late.
Yeah, it happens. It's fine. Yeah. Not that bad, as long as your teacher there.
Yeah, but Nita is like, okay, well, I will come with you because you have very bad luck, and I have good luck, so they will balance each other out.
Exactly. But the way yeah. she's at, she's like, I mean, I guess I could come.
I'm like, okay.
Okay, like, sure, if you have to, like.
Yeah. And Bam Bam's like, no, it's fine. You don't need help. It's fine. I can handle it.
No, I'll come.
Yeah, and she's like, but you really are unlucky. Just walk outside. And she does, and someone steps on her foot.
Yeah. Damn, she really is unlucky.
I know, holy shit, like, who did she piss off?
What god did she piss off? Or, like, because, like, I want, there's a 911 episode that's probably one of my favorites that I go back to when I'm just, like, chilling, called Jinx. And, like, someone jinxes the firehouse by saying the Q word in the station. I can say it's quiet. But, like, it's,
wait,
like,
what?
The quiet. They say, someone says quiet while they're in the fire station, which is a banned word.
Why quiet?
Because if you say, ooh, it's kind of quiet today, that jinxes everything.
Wow.
And then suddenly they have the weirdest calls nonstop all shift, like the entire 24-hour shift. Weird-ass nonstop calls. Every time anyone says the word quiet, it fucks everything up. And so, like, they always say, ooh, the Q word. And so someone says it, being, like, new to the fire station, and they're like, and so the whole episode is basically them going on the weirdest fucking calls, like, nonstop all day. And, like, they talk about, like, how, like, a hex, I think, they were, like, the difference between, like, cursed and hexed and stuff, and, like, she's like, a curse, I think, is, like, when someone puts a curse or a hex on you, but a jinx is, like, a general angering of the gods. So I yeah. feel like, what in this situation would that be? Like, is she unlucky? Did she get cursed? Like, what is, who did she piss off?
I know, like, like karma from her past life or something? Like, what did she do? Like, I don't know.
What happened here?
That's what I'm curious about, yeah.
Because there's no way it's just that you're this clumsy. Someone ran into your foot, okay?
Yeah, no. That's definitely proof that she is definitely unlucky, and I want to know why.
Yeah, fully. I want the story.
Yeah. So then outside, Ongsa and Sun are talking, getting ready to sit at the bench, and Sun's going off about how, like, she's so excited to see the movie. Sure, it was really good. Like, your heart will beat so fast the entire time. And Ongsa thinks with that description, she's like, oh my god, it's definitely a romance movie.
I was like, I had seen the promo, so I knew it wasn't.
Oh, I was like, yeah, it's fine.
It was in the promo, so I was like, when she said it will make your heart beat fast, I'm like, oh, this is gonna fuck it all up, isn't it?
So then they're eating ice cream, and Sun shares her ice cream with Ongsa. And Ongsa kind of freaked out. She's like, oh my god, this is like an indirect kiss.
Honestly, yeah.
Well, I said last episode, the lipstick was the indirect kiss by sharing a lipstick.
Honestly, yeah, the lipstick is more of an, well, yeah. I would say the lipstick is more of an indirect kiss because it's specifically for lips.
Yeah.
And also, like, indirect kiss, I feel like in the tier of indirect kisses, I feel like lipstick would be first. And I feel like food would, I guess, generally be after that, but in between is drinks because, like, lips touch straws and edges of cups yeah. more than they would touch a spoon.
No, I see that. Yeah.
Nice little tear of it.
Yeah. A little tear. And then this is where Sun kind of talks to Ongsan. She's like, look, you know I don't feel embarrassed by you. Like, I want you to feel comfortable. I don't care what other people think. And, like, if you don't want to tell anyone because of you, that's fine.
That's
like,
fine.
I'm completely fine whenever. Like, I just don't want you to be uncomfortable.
Aww.
So she really, like, assured her. Which I do think you're right. I do think her friends did definitely talk to her about that.
Yeah, I really think they did.
Because it does seem pretty convenient that she just now brings this up after talking about that.
Yeah, it's very convenient. So I you could definitely tell by the look on her face that she, like, was, like, thinking about it. Like, it was brought up to her, and so she's like, hey, what's the best way I could talk to her about this?
Yeah. Ongs asks, like, what do people do in relationships? And Sun's like, well, it's kind of like, you know, what I want you to do, I want you to make a move.
I was like, damn, that's smooth. I'm sorry.
That, actually, no, that was not the smoothest line this episode. I will tell you what that is when we get there.
There is a smoother line this episode, yes.
Oh my god, it's great.
There's a lot of smooth this episode. There really is.
There was, but there was one that literally, like, almost, like, knocked me on my chair. It was great. It was great. So, yeah, so I originally thought when she's like, oh, make a move, I was like, wait, now? But then we cut to that night with the movie, and it's like, oh, this is when you need to make the move.
Yeah.
And Ongsa, again, seems very confident all of a sudden. She takes her glasses off. She's, like, flipping her hair. She's like, oh, I got this. Like, it's ready.
Well, I mean, they're dating now, so there is a level of, like, feeling safe in the fact that they're not going to be like, whoa, what are you doing? Like,
well, Sun is kind of like that, which is kind of awkward later on.
But... Well, yeah, but she's not like, whoa, what are you doing? Like, don't kiss me. She's like, oh, hey, your eyebrows.
Yeah. So Sun is watching the movie, very happy, and it's an action movie, and she's like, yes, shoot him, kill him.
It's he's great. So tiny, and she's, like, yelling at people to shoot him.
Honestly, this was great. I really liked seeing Sun, the side of Sun.
Me too. I love her so much. Oh my gosh.
Oh. It's also funny, because, like, I was like, well, this is still, you know, you'd be like, oh, wow, that guy just died. Hey, let's make out. That's a move. Like, that would work on me.
Yeah, honestly. Like, ooh, nice. Like, it kind of makes you feel things, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you can still make a movie even if it's not a romance movie.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. It does not have to be a romance movie, especially like not even just like date wise. It doesn't have to be a romance movie for anything. Like if you want to make out. Like honestly, I mean, make out to whatever you want. Like I've read fan fictions where they make out to the weirdest fucking shit. Not that I go looking for them. They happen upon my lap.
So Sun then joined the movie. She's like, oh my god, my heart is pounding, like, so fast, it's beating, look! And she takes Ongsa's hand and, like, puts it to her heart.
Dude, and... I was like, I would probably pass away. I would pass away. Yes. That'd be it.
And then she just, like, leaves it, and Ongsa kind of pulled away. Like, Sun is completely unfazed by that.
She just because of what we see in a second with Sun, I feel like that was Sun's way of kind of making a move, is all the little things that she did was like, oh yeah, feel it!
I don't know. I don't think this one was. Because she still seemed, like, directly, like, in the movie. Like, she doesn't even look at Ongsa at all. She's still like, yeah, da-da-da. Like, she's still, like, talking about that. It's more that she liked to see Ongsa make the move. Like, she made that move. She doesn't really care about that. Yeah. She likes Ongsa making the move. And that's why she keeps trying to postpone it and prolong it later.
Yeah. Well, honestly, fair, because, like, when you... I feel like the more you prolong something, one, the more nervous it makes you, but also the more, like, big and epic it is when it finally happens kind of thing.
So Ongsa said, like, Sun, I want to, and then starts leaning in, and Sun slaps her face to kill a mosquito.
So she did finally get a mosquito. That's something.
Yeah,
she didn't get it the last time during the jealousy smash, but like, well, there wasn't she a got it
there, that's why.
Exactly, that's what I thought there was though. But like, at least she got it this time.
So Sun go back to watch the movie. She's like, die. Ongsa pauses it once again, starts leaning in, and she's like, wow, your eyebrows are very, like, bushy. Like, you should probably trim those. And then Ongsa's like, okay, one more time. Gotta do it. And she's like, wow, you're listening to, like, lip balm or something. So, and she starts applying it.
I mean, fair. Like, you want to kiss, like, really nice, like, luscious lips, not dry ones. Like, I see that.
I mean, fair. But then Sun, you know, runs off and she's, like, squealing because she's like, yeah. Like, oh my god.
Oh my god, she's making a move. Oh my god. It's so cute. I was like, bitch, I knew she knew. She's not dumb.
So then in the astronomy club, Bam Bam explained the whole meteor shower stuff. And she's like, I'm inviting you all to watch it. Because according to tradition, a couple who views a meteor shower together will be lucky in love.
Damn, I need that luck.
Yeah. And she explains that the, I think, principal confessed under the meteor shower and they got married.
And so it's like a, you know, prerequisite. There's precedent, you know? Like, ooh, hey, it's happened before.
Yeah. And aliens just like, humans are so gullible. And they're like, oh, so you're not going? And she's like, oh, I am.
Oh, I'm going. No. Don't get it wrong there. I'm going.
And there was a little look between Aileen and Luna that, like...
Of course there was. I was like, excuse me.
It was so good.
I just really love them.
I don't know if anyone out there watching my reaction, but definitely watching my reaction to this episode specifically, because, like, I was, like, losing my mind over...
Oh, I'm excited.
Like, I was, like, I was all over it. It was great. Like, I was just having a great time watching it. So this is where Ongsa gets the idea. She's like, okay, my first day attempt failed, but this time, I got it. For sure.
You got this one. I mean, that, like, during a meteor shower, it's gotta happen. Like, that's romantic as hell.
Well, no, like, even if, like, you weren't they, like, we'll kind of talk about later, where, like, Moen tries it with Tin and all that stuff, like, it's still, like, a very romantic setting, so, like, it could even, like, spark the mood just by being there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, then we have Moen and Alpha talking, and Alpha's like, I don't know why they would want to host a meteor shower here anyway, but then Tong comes in, and he's like, oh, it's because of the story about, you know, falling in love under the meteor shower, whatever.
Yep.
And Tong's here, because he's gonna help Moen ask Tin to go to the meteor shower so that things will work there.
These fucking dorks. I can't wait to talk about, like, the whole, like, asking thing, because they're so funny.
Oh my god. It's so good. So Tan essentially persuades Moen to do it. Alpha's there. She's like, oh, come on, you are not falling for this. And clearly he is. And she's like, so Moen is
Yeah, no, you're not falling for this, right? He's like,
he's already imagining it. He's like, yeah,
he's exactly. Sold. He's already picturing it all in his head.
Yeah. So I think we will take a break here, and when we come back, we will have a couple asks to the meteor shower, and then we will see the meteor shower unfold and all the good and bad that comes from it. Because not everyone gets lucky in love tonight.
Not everyone. You gotta be there, I think, to be lucky in love, and someone just ain't there.
No. So we will be right back. And we are back with our recap of 23.5, episode 8.
Yeah.
So, we are at the bleachers.
The bleachers!
The bleachers. Ah! And, oh my god, Aileen is there, and she is just like, she is trying so hard, but she is so shy, and she is so awkward. Like, she is my child. I love her so much.
What a mood, honestly. Like, oh, when in doubt, just throw paste paper at your crush. Oh my
god. Well, she, like, tries to, like, human senior?
How the hell did she not see her?
Oh my god. I was like, she's trying so hard. So she, like, takes a piece of paper out, writes something on it, throws it. It misses. She's like, oh crap. She needs to do it again. Still misses. She tries it one more time. Still really misses. And she's like, oh my god, I've had it. And she just, like, starts taking them all. And that gets Luna's attention when she's, like, nearby. And she's like, oh, hi. And she runs off. And Luna reads a note, and it says, watch the star is with me. It's not even a question. It's, like, an order. It's, like,
watch the star. It's just an order. Watch the stars with me. I'm like, damn, all right. Whatever you say.
And then Aileen slowly starts coming back. And she's like, oh, you're back. She's
like, oh, you're back. Okay.
And she's like, oh, what do you say, human senior? Want to watch the star with me or not? And she's like, oh, is this how aliens ask someone to watch the star with them? And Aileen's like, I guess. And Luna says, yeah, okay.
It's cute. All right.
Yeah, it's not every day you get to see stars with an alien.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she's like, just the two of us.
Just the two of us, really? Really, just the two of us on the roof. Ooh.
Yes, but Aileen does specify. She's like, hey, it's just stargazing, humans here. Don't assume things.
Yeah, she was okay. like a date, and she's like, oh, look, we're stargazing, okay? Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah, and then she runs away, because like as soon as you mentioned date, she starts freaking out and runs away, which, fair. Yes.
Fair. Me.
So then we have Tan and Mawin spying on Tin inside the, I think, student council room. And Tan's like, okay, yeah, go in, ask him, do it. And then, like, pushes them in to go. And this is so, like, awkward, but it's, like, so sweet.
It's so awkward.
Like, Mawin is like, really hi, tried. Like, I, you, it's, like, he keeps, like, getting out of word, then just, like, I, what, like, what?
Going through every word except for the words he needs.
Yes. And he says, like, oh, like, do you want to watch me or shower with me? And it's just like, why are you asking me?
Why do you read the room, bestie? He's obviously very nervous.
Look, I think this episode proved that Tim and Bam Bam are very oblivious.
Yeah, no, very, very oblivious.
They might be two of the most oblivious people in the show, because neither of them are picking up on the obvious moves that the other is making.
Not a single one.
Yeah. And Mawin actually has a good cover. He's like, oh, it's for your content, you know, your videos.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, you could be like, oh, watching a meteor shower with the vice president. Uh-huh. And Tim's like, okay, like, can I think about it first? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he runs off excited, and him and Tan are freaking out in the hallway. They're like, he didn't reject me. He said, I'll think about it.
He didn't reject me. He didn't reject me. He said, I'll think about it. That's not no.
That's not no.
I love that. They're so funny.
That was cute.
That was so cute. I love that whole, yes. That really, put their friendship, up top for me. That little, just, like, cute little thing of them just being like, yay!
Yeah. Back at the temple, Tan is ringing a bell, trying to talk to the angels above to, help grant the wishes, for the meteor shower.
Leave the angels be, man. You are deafening them.
Yes, Charon comes over and she's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What is this?
And she quickly explains to him, that is not how you do things here. And he's like, oh. He asked her about the meteor shower and if she's going, like, she's going to stay home and watch it by herself because no one asked her.
Exactly. We're just going to chill and watch.
Yeah. And Taunt in his head is kind of thinking like, oh no, like, that's so sad. Like, she's going to watch it by herself. Like, that's no good. So he asks her instead. And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. Like, yeah, I'll go.
Heck yeah. He's like, she's always had the hots for me. Yeah.
So that night at the meteor shower, we have a handful of couples that we will touch on. We start off with Bam Bam and Nita. And Bam's like, where is everyone? I thought we were all going to gather together here. And Nita's like, you told them all about the love story thing. So, like, they're all partnering up and watching it by themselves.
Obviously, they're not here. They're on dates.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, well, I guess it's just two of us. And she's like, hey, let's, like, take pictures. So they try to take pictures.
And she is staring.
Yeah, is definitely staring at Bam Bam a little bit.
Noivous.
Yes. Bam Bam, once again, is not picking up on any of it.
Not at all. No, no. Not even a little.
No. Then we have Aileen and Luna on the roof. And they're wondering if what Bam Bam said was true. And then the meteor shower starts, and they're like, oh, look, make a wish. And Luna starts making her wish, and Aileen starts writing on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And Luna's like, what are you doing? Aileen's like, I'm making a wish in Morse code.
Period. I used to know Morse code, but I forgot.
Yeah.
It's been a while, so. I used to, like, literally, like, had this little, like, Morse code translator app on my phone all the time, and I used to, like, just go back and forth with stuff just to be like, okay, this is this, to try and memorize what all the letters meant, but it's been so long, I don't remember.
So you weren't able to read this when you saw it?
No. I tried. I was like, one of them, I was like, is that an R? But, like, no, I forgot. Nope. There was no R. There was distinctly no R.
And so Luna's like, oh, okay, well, what are you wishing for? And Aileen's just like, translate if you want to find out. Which is the smoothest line by far, is that.
That's like, very smooth. Like, I won't tell you. You figure it out.
Like, that was fully the, like, the line of the episode. I'm just saying.
Damn. I mean, I would do that because, like, it's a very easy way to not be, like, confrontational about it and just be like, you know, like, oh, I like you or I love you either way. Like, I would be, like, terrified as fuck to actually say the words out loud. So I feel like writing it down, I would totally fucking do that.
Yeah, and having Luna, like, read it out loud and, like, having her be the one to say it, really.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's good. So she does. 100%. She translates it. And it says, I love you.
Damn, love? We there already?
I was shocked. I was like, holy shit. Like,
I thought it was going to be, I like you.
Yeah, like, I first thought it was just going to be like, oh, like, Luna. Like, it was just going to spell her name. Like, that's what she wished for. She wished for her. Like, Luna. Like, that's, like.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Actually. That's what I thought. And then it was like, I love you. I'm like, holy shit, that's.
Damn, she loves her? Fucking hell.
Damn.
I mean, if you love, you love.
Yeah. And then Aileen says, like, oh, well, if what the human teacher said is true, like, how do you feel, human senior? Now that's kind of out there on her end.
Yeah.
And Luna asks, like, oh, how do you write 2 in Morse code? And she tells her. And so she writes 2 right after her I love you. So Aileen reads it, and she's like, oh, I love you too.
Ooh, I love you too.
And then Luna kissed her on the cheek, and Aileen and Mia, like, is, like, freaking out. She, like, tenses up.
She's like, she kissed me on the cheek, what do I do?
Oh, it's so good. And Luna said, like, oh, when humans confess their love, that's what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And Aileen's like, oh, I guess this is a benefit of being a human.
This is the benefit to being human, this is period. The benefit. Absolutely.
Yes, and Luna sticks out her cheek. She's like, oh, you want to kiss me too? I'm like, no, want to try? Right here. Instead, Aileen pokes her cheek with her finger. A little poke, and then they do the little E.T.
E.T. finger
point thing. And it's precious. I love them so much.
I love them. Oh my god.
So now we have Tawn and Charon's date. Charon is making her wish as Tawn approaches and tries to give her flowers. She is not hearing him at all.
No.
As he calls for her a couple times. And she turns around and she sees the flower and she's like, what the fuck is that?
Why?
And he says, like, oh, these are, bougainvilleas?
Friend. The
Was that wrong? How do you
yes.
say it?
Yes. Bougainvillea.
Bougainvillea, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he says, this was actually also a line, too, that I was like, damn, okay, that's a line. Where he says, they are more lively in hot conditions. That's why I'm giving them to you, because you are so hot.
They will flourish under you.
It took me a second to, like, put that together, because when he was like, oh, these like, flourish in hot places. I'm like, right. Wait, is this a line? And then he says, I'm like, oh my god, that is a line.
That was a line. That was a major line.
It was a line. Yeah, and then he says, like, hey, like, I know I belong to everyone, but I will not belong to everyone anymore. I just want to belong to you. And she's like, the fuck? No, I like it when you belong to everyone.
She's like, no, I don't want you to belong to me. No, go away.
Yeah, so she kind of hits him and runs away.
I kind of like them, honestly, because I was looking for, like, ooh, she put a period. I like them now because, like, I kind of liked them before. I was kind of intrigued, but, like, I was like, they're kind of cute. And knowing now that she does not look at him like that, I'm like, oh, wait, that's going to make him be like, now I really want to date her. And now he's going to be like, no, you, I don't want anyone else. Like, we're going to last way longer than 3 days. Like he's going to be so obsessed with her after this, I feel like, because, like, it's a very much want what you can't have situation. So.
Yeah.
Now he's going to try and win her over, I think. So, I think they're going to be even cuter. Not going to lie to you. I'm in.
Honestly, I agree. Because, like, I was shocked by this. Because, like, we knew she was, like, a member of, like, his fan club and everything and all that. So, like, so we knew she was, like, I guess a fan. I guess she just wasn't, like, in love with him like everyone else was. I don't know. It was just kind of, like, I was kind of shocked by it. I was like, oh, wow. I didn't expect that. But, okay.
Did not see that coming. I know. Because we were like, she's mentioned before. She's like, oh, look, Tan's over there, or something like that. I feel like we've heard that. But this time around, it was, it's just that it turns out she doesn't like him. We just were reading it wrong.
Yeah, okay. So then we have Ma-Win on the stairs, and Tan, like, goes over to him, and he's like, hey, where's Tin? And Ma-Win reveals that he texts us, and he's not coming. He's too busy watching a series.
This is what happens when you tell him it's only a friend thing. Then he'll react to it like a friend thing. If he doesn't end up going, he'll just be like, oh, now I'm binging a series, we're good. But if you tell him it's a date, then, like, if he doesn't come, maybe he'll be like, hey, I'm, like, he'll at least come to be like, hey, so, maybe I don't like you like that, or at least something. But if you tell him, like, oh, we're hanging out as friends, then he'll react to it and turn you down like a friend. Yeah. So, I was worried this would happen.
Yeah. I was more worried that, like, Tin was gonna come, Ma-Win was gonna make a move, and Tin will kind of, like, act like Sharon did and be like, the fuck are you doing? Like, don't do that.
I hope they get to be together, because Ma-Win, like, I hope Ma-Win gets to date someone that, like, really likes him, you know? Because it doesn't seem like Tin does yet, you know?
Honestly, Tin has shown zero interest in, I mean, pretty much anyone. Like, he hasn't shown any...
He's shown a little in Tan, because he's like, oh my god, that's the Mr. Story.
But again, so did Sharon earlier, but look at what happened here. Like.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, bruh.
I don't know. So Tan kind of sits with him, and he's kind of like, wow, well, Bam-Bam has fooled. And Ma-Win's like, why are you here? And he's like, oh, I came to give you these flowers.
Yeah, here you go. I was like, oh, yeah. The Lonely Hearts Club.
Yeah. Someone commented on my reaction, saying that they saw that people actually shipped Ma-Win and Tan after that little exchange of them both really? Kind of being, like, stood up or rejected.
I don't really see it, but, like...
I didn't either, I'll be honest.
I don't really see it. I'm not gonna lie. I don't... I think they're just, like, good friends. Like, not in a way that's like, ooh, they're good friends. But, like, no, I think they're good friends.
Yeah, no, I agree. And also, like, I get why people would ship it, because, like, it's, like, the meteor shower and, like, all the other couples other than, you know, like, Eun-sun Sun, Aileen and Luna... Bam Bam and Nita, like, all of them, like, were kind of there during the meteor shower, and they kind of ended up together, too, during the meteor shower as well, and, like, I could see where that was coming from, but I'm, like, I'm curious to see how Tin reacts once he knows that Ma-Win likes him, and then see, like, go from there.
Yeah. See where it goes. Like, maybe, who knows, maybe he'll be, like, there could be a chance where he's, like, you know, I haven't thought about it, but, like, yeah, let's go out, like, let's just see what happens, you know? Like, because there's always that, like, they might not... If someone doesn't, like, have a crush on you immediately, that doesn't mean there's absolutely no chance that you'll be going out with them. Like, you can ask them out and just say, hey, let's see what happens, and then you can just see what happens. You never know what comes from that. Yeah, exactly. That's what Sun did. And that's, honestly, I love that. That's one of, like, because it's such a, like, it makes dating and relationships feel a little more simple in my brain than the crazy, horrifying extravaganza that my brain sometimes makes it out to be. It makes it simplifies it down a little bit, and it just goes, hey, if you don't like each other right now, you can just say, hey, let's try going out and just see what happens. It's not that big a deal, you know? And I love that. So I can see that potentially happening with them, even though we only really have what, 4 episodes left? 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. So Eun-sun's Sun, we are with them now, and they are watching the stars, and Sun seems to be a little cold, so Eun-sun gives her sweatshirt. And she's like, ooh, this is totally romantic, it's gonna be great, and she gives it to her. However, then Eun-sun quickly gets cold, and Sun comments that her teeth is chattering.
Yeah, she's trying to kiss her, and she's like, your teeth are, like, really...
Yeah. So Sun's, like, here, and they both kind of throw the jacket over themselves. And Sun rests her head on Eun-sun's shoulder.
I want this. I want this. Watching this scene, I was losing my absolute mind. I was like, why? Why can't I have this?
And Sun's like, hey, remember when you asked me, like, how people in relationships should act? And Eun-sun's like, yeah. Sun kind of says, like, I think you should just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's the lesson. That's the lesson here. Be yourself.
You don't have to act cool like heroes in the movies do.
Yeah, exactly. Don't put on a... play or pretend, just be yourself.
Yeah. Although, fun fact, I pointed this out in my reaction too. When I misread heroes and I thought I said hetero, and I was like, wait, what?
And I was just like, don't try to be the hetero that everyone else is.
I was like, oh, I misread that.
Agreed, though. It still works.
I mean, it still works in this situation, yeah. Just be yourself.
Don't be the hetero. Yeah.
And then Sun says, like, look, what I'm really saying is, like, I want you to kiss me.
Wow. And wow.
Yeah, well, she doesn't actually say it. She just does it, so.
Still, though, like, wow.
Yeah. Wow. And Ongsa pulls away for a second.
Yeah, and I love that, because I've read this in many different fanfictions, and I've always really liked that trope, where it's like, for half a second, you go, fuck, what did I just do? But then once the other person kisses you, it feels like this, like, breath of relief of just, like, oh, like, that was the right decision. Good, all right, we love to see it.
Yeah, because, like, Sun's face afterwards, she's like, oh my god, well, like, she looks like she was about to run away and cry. So I was like, I was like, oh, wait, like, kiss her back or something.
Kiss her,
like,
kiss her!
Yeah. Like, and she does.
And she dies!
Yeah, she kisses her back. They kiss under the meteor shower. And then they cuddle up. What?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember where this is from. It's just the first thing that came to mind. Where the fuck was this from? When you said, oh, she kisses her back. It was like, my immediate reaction was to say a quote from another show. Just like, no, I kissed her friend. like there's I don't know what it is.
Front?
No, there's like a movie or a TV show or something, and I don't remember what it is. And this one person goes, like, they're telling them, like, what happened. Just like, oh, like, I kissed her, like, or she kissed me or something like that. And they go, like, and you kissed her back? No, I kissed her front. like, there's, I can't remember what movie or TV show it was, but, like, that was my immediate response to you. Kissed her back? No, I kissed her front. Are you looking it up?
I'm going to try to, because now you're confusing me. Okay. Yeah, it's Doctor Who.
Oh, is it really?
Vampires of Venice.
Oh, it's Vampires of Venice. That's right. Because, like, oh, what was it? It was Amy kissed him, I think, in the at the end of the previous episode. And Rory was there, who's her fiancé. And he was like, and you kissed her back. And being the Doctor who knows, is clueless on some of this stuff sometimes, is just like, no, I kissed her front. Like, I didn't kiss her back. Like, front, not back. Like, of course it was Doctor Who. Okay.
Yeah. Like,
anyway, yeah, that was my immediate reaction, was just to say. Anyway, continue.
Anyway, that's where the episode ends.
That's where the episode ends, you know, with a really, it's a really good kiss, too.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a really good kiss. I was like, stop, you're gonna make me cry. Like, this is not fair. It's just not fair. Anyway, MVP.
I'm done.
You can't keep doing it. You can't keep doing it, though.
Like, I'm just saying, but unless it's, if it's earned, then it's fine. And it is earned.
If it's earned, then it's fine.
It was earned. 3, 2, 1. Aileen.
I knew you were going to. But, like,
look, it was earned because she made the move.
Yeah,
she threw the note. She made the move. She wrote it in Morse code, and she's like, translate it if you want. She was making the moves, and it was so precious. And she, and like, that's why I like. Like, she wasn't like scared and running away. She was making. I mean, she was, but she was also making moves as well. Like, she was doing a little bit.
She was scared, running away, and making moves. She was doing everything, yes,
and it was great. And I love it.
Amazing. I mean, I get it. I see why you picked her, but I picked Sun because I wanted to say Ongsa. I was this close to saying Ongsa because her confidence was really up this episode, and she was doing very well at trying to make something happen. But I also really love how Sun met her halfway and was just like, you know what, where this isn't working for you, maybe it'll work for me, and like, we can just like, she's like, she was patient with her, but also was very like, I want to kiss you, so I'm gonna kiss you if that's cool. Like I, and also on top of that was her like, kind of chilling Ongsa out with the whole like telling people thing of just like, hey,
yeah,
it doesn't have to be a thing. We don't necessarily have to tell people, but I want to make sure that you're not telling people because you're not ready yet, not just because you don't think that I really want to be with you and I think you're worth it, kind of thing. And I loved her for that as well. So yeah, I think Sun was really good this episode. Grades. So we had meteor shower. You said Aileen and Luna, which, like, I guess they're included. So yeah, fully.
I mean, they were in it. I'm just like,
Yeah, exactly. A new romance? You said teachers. You were right.
Hey! Yeah.
Good job. Good job. More note tossing was Aelin and Luna as well. And you got that right.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
Obviously. Like, they're the only one that note tossed. so, correct. All across the board. So, episode 9. Vibes. We have 3. And once again, we get the exciting return of girlfriends, question mark. That was a previous vibe.
Yes. But this time it's gonna be for Aelin and Luna because Aung San's son already confirmed girlfriends to everyone, really. Well, some random person who asks. But they kind of already just confess their love for each other, so...
Next we have meeting the parents.
Oh, that's gonna be Aung San's son.
Mm.
Don't know whose parents are meeting, but I guess we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. And the final vibe, exchange student program.
Ooh.
Pikachu meme.
Is someone leaving the school?
I don't know. Is someone leaving the school?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I do, but...
Well, maybe... Or that means someone's coming to the school. Well, if it's an exchange, one leaves and one comes in.
There's a reason why... There was, like, another word I put here, but there's a reason why I took it out, because I didn't want you to be like, ah, like, it'd be obvious or something like that. So, like, now you don't know if someone's coming in or someone's leaving, and I love that.
Oh, okay, so maybe someone's coming in.
I don't know. Is someone coming in? I don't know.
I don't know. Mm. Do I need to guess someone for this?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's not someone coming in, because that would make no sense.
I mean, you could try.
Random person number 3. There. Like, what the fuck do you want me to get? No, I can't fucking guess that. Okay, I think someone's leaving. Okay, I'm trying to remember. Someone's leaving. I could see it being Sun.
You could see it being Sun.
I could see, like, maybe Sun apply for it before, and, like, I feel like Sun and Ongsa still need, like, a bit more, like, issues with their relationship now that things are going so well. Like, we kind of need to throw more, like, pick up some drama in it because they're, like, the main couple. So I do think it's going to be one of them, but I'm more likely going to say Sun because I feel like Sun maybe applied beforehand. And
Maybe. I guess we shall see. It could be random person number 3. You never know.
I don't think so. If it ends up being random person number 3, I'm going to be mad that you tried making guess that.
Purposeful bad point.
Yeah. Trying to screw me over. But that's it for 23.5 episode 8.
Yes, it is.
Yes, join us next week where we'll be recapping 23.5 episode 9.
Yay! See you then.
So, yeah, bye, everyone.